Somalia has endorsed a draft constitution that is set to replace an eight-year-old transitional federal charter that governed it since 2004. However, contrary to many developed countries where people vote for or against the document through a referendum, in Somalia, 621 elders endorsed the draft that ended the transitional period. The draft is to be subjected to a nationwide referendum as soon as security improves. Press TV went round Mogadishu to see how the war and the farmer in Dravid Somali people view the newly adopted constitution and whether they feel it's the right document that will end the current situation.
After 43 years, we have a new constitution, and to us women, it is a great success because we have 30% in the newly endorsed document. We as the Somali women fully support this new document, and we hope that it will solve the challenges Somalia is facing at the moment.
For the Somalis, the new constitution symbolizes the dawn of a new era since the country had no constitution since 1969. Now we hope the new document will bring back law and order.
Somali Muslim scholars and other religious groups have condemned the latest adoption of the draft document and have questioned the manner in which the process of obtaining a new constitution had been conducted by both the Somali Constitution Committee and the United Nations.
The constitution was not a Somali-led process in the first place, and after a series of reviews, we as the Somali Muslim scholars noted that the contents in the constitution are not in compliance with the Islamic law. And it's just a Western-backed draft that the Somali government has been forced to adopt.
The religious groups also say the constitution is a project of the West and accuse the Somali leaders for failing to notice some of the contentious clauses in the draft that touch on critical matters like the religion of Islam.
The constitution says that no one can be victimized for their religion, and yet we all know that Somalia is an Islamic state, and as the Muslim elders, we view this as a threat to the future of Somalia, since our country is based on Islamic principles.
All that we want is the constitution to be based on Islamic law, and we will not accept anything less than that. We will not allow a constitution that is not less than what we expected.
As long as the Muslim clerics are not contented with some clauses of the constitution, then we must reconsider revising these conflicting issues before the draft is implemented.
Somalia factions, however, say that the constitution can only be applicable once the Somali government and the Muslim clerics reach an agreement on the contentious clauses, since Somalis share the same religion. Somalia is said to have a permanent government with a new president by 20th of August, but it will be years before a national popular election can ever be held in the Water Nation, and for now the country will be ruled by a selected rather than an elected parliament. Abdulaziz Bilo, Press TV, Mogadishu.